more news stories now, including workers are to strike over a redundancy pay offer at Britvic Drinks Factory and a jail term for a couple responsible for the death of a little girl on a bouncy castle. But first, a cash bid could lead to express bus routes.
Three new super-fast bus routes could cut through Norwich to link communities and business areas as the revolution to relegate cars from pole position gathers pace. The routes, featuring zero-emission buses running every 8 minutes, would connect Norwich Airport to Broadland Business Park, Wyndham to Sprowston and Easton to Rackheath. The city is looking to be shortlisted with 10 other cities after bidding for a potential eight-figure sum from the £840 million Department for Transport's Transforming Cities Fund. The proposals include the three new rapid bus routes connecting Norwich Airport to Broadland Business Park, Wyndham to Sprowston and Easton to Rackheath. Also, bus services connecting Norwich bus and train stations. Zero emission and Euro 5 standard buses will be used on park and ride services. Minimum of 8 minute frequency on daytime services on the three main routes. John Fisher, chairman of the Norwich Highways Agency Committee, which consists of members of the county and city councils, said, "This bid is the first stage of an exciting opportunity to transform how we travel around Norwich. Working with our local authority partners, the ambition is to deliver an integrated public transport network that supports growth in homes, jobs and the local economy across the city."
Partygoers flocked to a popular city park to see world sensations Ed Sheeran and Queen performing right on their doorstep. Well, nearly. The stars on the stage at Norwich Nearly Festival, held in Chapelfield Gardens, were some of the best tribute acts across the country. Although not the real thing, the people taking to the stage were the next best big thing. And those who attended had the delight to see their favourite artists under one roof without having to travel too far. The two-day event saw different acts performing each day from a lineup of some of the UK's biggest stars. Tributes to Bob Marley, Ed Sheeran and Madness were amongst those performing, along with Little Mix, Queen and UB40. The family event even had a kids' zone, street food market and a fully licensed bar.
Police have urged pedestrians to use road crossings and avoid risks after a teenage boy was spotted carrying his bike over the middle of a 70-mile-per-hour Norwich road. The boy was seen crossing the Broadland Northway, often known as the Norwich Northern Distributor Road, NDR, near Norwich Airport, lifting his bike over the barrier and cycling across to Holt Road. There is a nearby bridge crossing. Inspector Lou Provart, Tactical Firearms Commander and Incident Manager for Norfolk Police, said, "Pedestrians taking risks like these are a significant danger to themselves and other road users. The NDR is a major trunk road serving a high volume of traffic on a national road speed of up to 70 miles per hour. We would advise all pedestrians to use the crossings over the NDR as they are adequately available at regular intervals."
Two married fairground workers responsible for the entirely preventable death of a seven-year-old girl who died after being blown away in a bouncy castle they did not properly secure have been jailed for 3 years. Summer Grant was killed after a gust of wind lifted the inflatable from its moorings and sent it cartwheeling 300 metres down a hill at an Easter fair in Harlow, Essex, an earlier trial at Chelmsford Crown Court heard. William Thurston, 29, and Shelby Thurston, 26, were both found guilty of manslaughter by gross negligence. The couple of White Cross Road, Wilburton, near Ely, Cambridgeshire, were also found guilty of health and safety offence following the incident. They were sentenced to a further 12 months' imprisonment for that offence to run concurrently. Sentencing them, Mr Justice Garnham said the couple took the most monumental risk with children's lives by continuing to allow children on the bouncy castle after they decided to close the big slide, and that risk-taking cost Summer her life. He also called on the health and safety executive to take the steps necessary to make it compulsory for fairground operators to have proper wind speed measuring equipment.
A Norwich company is using pioneering techniques which could secure the future of bananas and coffee. Tropic Biosciences has secured £10 million worth of funding to grow its business and carry out trials across the world. The firm, which is based at the John Innes Centre on Norwich Research Park, uses gene editing technology to create non-GMO coffee and banana varieties and is now considering expanding to other crops. While there are many different flavours of coffee, there are two main commercial plant varieties and only one commercially used banana variety, meaning both industries, worth a combined £50 billion globally, are at risk of disease. Tropic Biosciences Chief Executive Gilad Gershon said, "We use the technology to strengthen the product, extend shelf life, and also to improve disease resistance." Mr. Gershon said the same could be done for coffee, which was something which had attracted the company to the crops. Gene editing is a relatively new technique which allows scientists to change the DNA of a living organism in a fast and economic way. It differs from genetic modification, that's GM, by not using outside DNA, but instead using the organism's native genome.
Workers at Britvic's Norwich factory are set to go on strike over the redundancy package offered to them ahead of the site's closure. Members of Union GMB have voted in favour of industrial action in a move which they hope will encourage bosses at the Robinson Squash firm to negotiate a better offer ahead of the factory closure in 2019. Ivan Mercer, GMB regional officer, said, "Members have voted in favour of industrial action in the hope that the company will agree to meet with GMB to negotiate a settlement. GMB have offered to negotiate on numerous occasions to avert a dispute with no response from the company. The dates of the proposed industrial action have not yet been announced. Britvic said it was disappointed by the decision. A spokesman said, "This enhanced package is substantially larger than the amount we are legally obliged to pay, and we have made this commitment in good faith following the collective consultation process with employee representatives, which include the GMB and Unite unions. Taking industrial action will not achieve larger enhanced redundancy payments."
Now to our first feature, written by Derek James, about a man born 255 years ago who lost his eyesight and dedicated his life to helping others. Here is Sarah Lusher to tell us more.